Thank you and welcome back. Inside Agriculture brought to you by Stout Miller Ford Jeep Dodge Ram in Valley City. On the weekend PBS show Market to Market, Zahner Ag Hedge Ted Seifried and Karen Brown appeared with Christy Van On and talked about China and the lack of business from them.
So what we need to focus on is the fact that up until this point, the conversation between the two of them has seemed like the long haul, like that we'll touch base at the end of the year. Maybe next year we'll have a visit together. So this does not seem like they're in a rush to get something done. So I'm trying not to get your hopes up, right? Don't get ahead of yourself. If you come out of this meeting and they just say, hey, we talked, it was a good conversation, we're going to address something down the road, I think that's very detrimental of soybeans. And then I find 972, the next support line, 915. And if we don't hold 915, we've proven that you could see eights in a trade war. However, this year we are in a much different situation. We have crush. And so I do think that you could stabilize this market, but I would say that my levels are 972 and 915 before we talk about
By the way, really quick, I know we're going to Karen, but when you have Bessent and Trump announcing that there's going to be stimulus or bailouts or aid to soybean farmers in particular, doesn't make you feel all warm and fuzzy that he intends to go out there and get a deal right away, right? I mean, the chances of a deal, I know the market was very excited about that midweek this week, but the chances of getting a deal 4 weeks from now, when 2 days later you're talking about adding aid, I don't know. It doesn't sound great to me.
And when the U.S. gave an economic bailout to Argentina, that rattled the cage of soybean grower leaders.
If we are going to talk about soybeans in 4 weeks, why do we need to roll out aid?
Sorry.
You know, and so you know, I said earlier that by this time, China usually books about 40% of their annual U.S. soybean needs. Well, by the end of October, that number comes closer to 60%. So either way here, you're definitely missing the normal window. Now, I think that your soybean exports, the U.S. soybean exports, will be not seasonal like we're used to seeing. So either way, you're dealing with something just counter seasonal at this point. And so you could have China come in after November and buy some soybeans, you know, just at, you know, not the normal time. Well, I think that the fact that we were about to, you know, bail out their government, you know, give them the, you know, $20 billion to, you know, generate revenue, that just looked really, really bad at that time. And so, you know, unfortunately, Argentina sold the soybeans that, you know, the U.S. could have sold. You know, Brazil's still humming. And so, you know, that it's definitely another slap in the face, I think, just to a soybean market that's really been just kind of beaten down by this whole trade issue.
Yeah, port stocks in China right now are at five-year highs, and that was before the Argentinian sales, soybean sales, raw soybean sales to China. It might help our crush out, but I mean, it looks like China's going to be pretty stocked with beans through November into December. And then you've got Brazil getting ready to harvest their first season soybeans. So, yeah.
And when you talk about crush, I mean, crush has been fantastic for the U.S. You can see how great it's been. Crush does not solve the producer's problem that has to deliver soybeans at harvest. Like, you're hurting the producer that needs to move these beans at harvest because they can't go to a crush facility. They can only take so much at one time. And so now you're saying that's the main issue. And I think that's where you're going to need that aid, is to help on the basis side of things for the short term.
And crush only expands at a certain pace in the climate that we have right now,
right,
where crushers, I think, would really love to really increase their capacity quickly, but they look at a potential for a trade deal. They look at if we go back to business with usual with China, then all of a sudden we're back into competition of getting our feedstocks to do the crush. So in that scenario, they're reluctant to really expand as fast as they otherwise would maybe want to. And that's tough. Like, I think there should be some sort of program to give crushers more incentive to expand capacity faster. I think longer term, what we really need to do is take the value add here in this country. We need to be the main crushers of the world, push Argentina and Brazil out of business, push Argentina back to being a raw soybean exporter. And if they want to take care of China's needs, that's fine. But we need to provide the value add here, be the meal exporters of the world, trade missions to other countries, and incentive for crushers to do that.
As you combine those beans, big concern about where those beans are headed. Zahner Ag Hedge, Karen Brown, Ted Seifried, and from Van On & Company, Christy Van On. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.